for the land for March 2013. We're going to do a little bit more on the return of the Nazi time travelers. We did an earlier show on this, covered how they tried to win the war with their anti-gravity technology. It failed because of the grandfather effect. You can't kill your own grandfather before your parents were born, or you'll never be born to go back to kill your grandfather. But the thing about this technology is that it's not just our timeline, it's multiple timelines, like the TV show Sliders. Once you start traveling in a dimension, you know that every other version of you is also starting to travel in dimensions, and some of them may actually help you complete your technology. Now, I said 10,500 BC, but actually the correct date is 10,943 BC, since a precession is 25,000 years, 777 years. Half that takes us back, like I said, to 10,943. So I'm looking for things in that area. We have that the first swastikas from around that period on the mammoth tusk. I actually saw a picture of it. It was carved on a bird. It says it's on the wings, but it looks to me like it's on the lower abdomen of the bird. But that's really not conclusive evidence. And there's a lot of early cities at that point. Well, not a lot. There's a couple early cities I found at that period. But what I really was looking for, and what I did actually find, is that this technology is related to zero-point energy and the quantum vacuum, or quantum vacuum fluctuations. And there's almost unlimited amounts of energy, as well as the anti-gravity and time travel. So people that mess around this technology end up having explosions. So we look back at 10,900 BC, and what do we find? A comet exploded over the continent of North America around the Great Lakes, created a fireball, which apparently consumed the whole continent. This caused the demise of the mammoth, the American camel, and the Clovis situation. So, whereas the Nazi technology, their most expensive military project, was inadequate to defeat the Allies or the America in our time, it proved to be very good at destroying a spear-carrying flint culture and the American camel. Now here's a couple more things on the technology involved.
Time machine. Adolf Hitler and his elite Nazi SS. Assembled the brightest and best scientific minds on the planet. In the years between 1939 and 1945, the SS developed super weapons like the world had never seen. Jet-powered fighters, the V-1, the V-2 rocket, and possibly anti-gravitic craft known as Vril Discs. Allied soldiers reported seeing strange flying discs flying over the German countryside. Recently, SS documents have surfaced that revealed an extraordinarily expensive project that dwarfed all others. Project Kronos was its code name, named after the Greek god of time. The beautifully rendered image of Die Glocke, or the bell, by designer and author Jules Perdana is impressive considering that the device was virtually unknown until just recently. The bell was the top secret of the top secret, and said to be the single most expensive research project ever undertaken by the Nazi SS. The project was headed up by a high-level SS general named Jacob Sporenberg. He is the only reason the world knows of this strange project, which has only come to light in recent years. The project was developed and maintained in a laboratory built deep in a mountainside in northern Germany. General Sporenberg was tried in Poland after the war for killing 60 top Nazi scientists that had worked on the project. It seems that whatever the Third Reich was trying to achieve warranted killing all the researchers and burying them in a mass grave in order to keep the secrets of the Die Glocke from the Allies. The true purpose of the bell may never be known, but by piecing together information revealed by General Sporenberg and other eyewitnesses, a picture may be emerging. The device was said to contain two counter-rotating cylinders and made a buzzing sound when in operation. The cylinders contained a form of mercury that had a violet color called Zirium 525. When the cylinders were spun at high speeds, the bell emitted high levels of radiation that killed two scientists and a number of plants that were in the lab. It appeared that the plants died of old age, and concrete pilings nearby crumbled and fell apart. The project required huge quantities of electricity and was connected to its own power station above ground. It is speculated that the spinning motion and electromagnets generated a powerful gravity field or torsion vortex. But what kind of weapon could possibly be derived from such a device? The ultimate weapon of war, time travel. Hitler and the SS traveled the world looking for ancient artifacts that contained long-lost technological information. The occult of the SS itself was an organization dedicated to the concept that pure root German race was a direct descendant of ancient Atlanteans.
Secret societies and their power in the 20th century. Author Jan von Helsing told the story of a strange crash in Germany's Black Forest that occurred in 1936, 3 years before the start of World War II. According to von Helsing, residents living near the small town of Freiburg woke up to what sounded like a massive plane crash. But when investigators examined the crash, they found a strange disc-shaped object. And inside were the remains of what appeared to be extraterrestrial beings. Van Helsing also claims that within hours of the crash, Hitler's SS troops took possession of the downed aircraft and its deceased crew and carried it away to their top-secret headquarters at Wewelsburg Castle. There, it was believed, Nazi scientists began the task of reverse engineering the technology found aboard the damaged craft. But is there any evidence that this extraterrestrial spaceship even existed? And would it have been possible to reverse engineer it?
What exists are the reports of scientists who claim to have read reports of analysis done on that craft and the propulsion system.
The challenges in reverse engineering it would depend a little bit on the nature of the power source it used and how it worked. Right now, because we are such an electronically based society, and it's almost all based on silicon electronics, if it wasn't that, it might be very, very hard. But if it was close to what we did, then it would probably be pretty easy.
According to reports discovered after the war, German scientists began experimenting with anti-gravity technologies shortly after the alleged discovery of the alien craft. One of these scientists was an Austrian inventor named Victor Schauberger.
He was very instrumental in talking about creative ways of using fluid motion to generate propulsions. And a lot of it has to do with studying the way animals actually move through water or air.
He looked especially on the trout standing still in a raging torrent, and he thought of how can this fish stand still in this river. And then he thought of how nature works, and he stated it's not the animal itself, it's air or water that moves this animal. A fish does not swim, it is swum. And a bird does not fly, it is flown. So why can't we do this with machines? Move the air in a special way so that the vehicle is pulled, not pushed.
Victor Schauberger, he developed a type of vortex engine, artificial tornado, as it were,
where vortex activity and gyroscopic activity could be harnessed with liquids such as water or mercury.
My grandfather, Victor Schauberger, made some big inventions. Inventions that lead maybe back to ancient times. This is the so-called Repulsin or Repulsine in German. It was meant to be some kind of propulsion system, mounted in a submarine or an aircraft vertically, to create a field Victor Schauberger called biological vacuum. And the aircraft or the submarine should be sucked into this field. The special shape of this device led to the story that Victor Schauberger is the inventor of flying saucers.
At the time of its development, the Repulsin's inverse propulsion system seemed revolutionary. But Victor Schauberger believed he had rediscovered an ancient technology.
Victor also refers to old Indian texts where he reads out of these texts that these old peoples, they used some kind of flowing magnetism that allowed them to overcome gravity.
According to early Sanskrit texts discovered in India, aircraft called Vimanas used a similar propulsion system thousands of years ago. Is it possible that German scientists viewed ancient texts like the Bhagavad Gita not as legendary myth, but as a source of historical and scientific fact?
The Germans were the best Oriental scholars in the world. So they translated the ancient text, Sanskrit and later, into German.
And the Germans studied these ancient Indian epics and were familiar with the ideas of Vimanas. And so by combining that with this vortex technology and allegedly this crash disk from 1936 in the Black Forest, they then came up with their designs for these flying saucers.
In 1939, 3 years after the reported crash at Freiburg, German scientists developed their own flying saucer-shaped aircraft and called it the Hanabu. Early prototypes had a diameter of 25 meters and were manned by a crew of 8.
The Hanabu was a classic flying saucer design with a dome and windows on the top, with one large dome underneath.
It was sort of contained ball lightning is what it was. These two balls, they would produce electrons and positrons, and the positrons would migrate to the top of the sphere and levitate.